Hello, this is your virtual guide for Module 4, English 1101. First, I'm going to go over the required work. Then we'll talk about what the module's all about in terms of writing and the writing goals. So first of all, let's look at what you need to do for this course. Let's read Chapter 11, In Steps to Writing Well. Then let's view together the classed video on subject-verb agreement. After you have viewed the video, please complete the appropriate practice test. Complete the mastery test on subject-verb agreement. Then, using what you've learned thus far about pre-writing, thesis statements, paragraph development, and description, write a well-developed descriptive essay on one of the topics listed under the description heading at the end of this syllabus. Be sure to clearly label all work and place the pre-writing, drafts, and final revised copy in your writing portfolio. Remember, the final copy must be typed. Then, ask one of your peers to read your final essay, complete the peer review questionnaire, and return it to you. In your journal, Record your responses to the five questions under Reviewing Your Progress on page 323 of Steps. Again, in your journal, record your responses to the five questions under Reviewing Your Progress on page 323 of Steps. Let's go to Module 4. Let's think about what it's about. It's about description. When you're writing effective description, you will want to write effective description. So to do that, recognize your purpose. Describe clearly using specific details. Select only appropriate details. Try not to use too many details, and try not to distract your reader with superfluous or irrelevant details. Make your descriptions vivid. Don't use a lot of adverbs. Use a lot of concrete descriptors. Use figurative language when appropriate. By figurative language, I mean similes, metaphors, metonymies, things that use like or as, and that compare one thing to another. Here are a few problems to avoid, though. Be sure to remember your audience. Avoid the erratic organization of details. Avoid any sudden change in perspective. Avoid cliches. And finally, be sure to carry a great deal of enthusiasm forward about your topic, and then think about your topic. Enjoy it. Write about something you care about. If you care about it, it's much more likely that your reader will care about it. Here are a few essay topics. Think about describing a favorite photograph or work of art. Describe your best job, or conversely, describe your worst job. Describe an unforgettable person. Describe food that should be forever banned. Or possibly you could write about your favorite food or your favorite coffee. Write about a favorite recreation area. And then just sit down and look around. Where are you today? Write about the neighborhood you're in or the landscape that you're looking at this very moment. Finally, let's review your progress. What's the best part of your essay? Which one descriptive detail or image is the most vivid? What part of your essay gave you the most trouble? If you had more time to work on the essay, which parts would you focus on? I'm your virtual guide. I hope you've been enjoying this. It's been a pleasure to work with you. And let's meet back in the next module on the PDA. Thank you for taking this course.